Free Talk Live. You bring up anything, just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Martin.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. Cliff in Miami is on the amp line. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
All right, I wanted to talk about Gaza just a little bit because I think there's a point of view that I think Mark expresses, which is not 100% accurate. As far as, I know that the Jews left Gaza a few years ago, but what they also did is they had one side blockaded by Israel, walled off. The other side is also walled off or chained off by Egypt. The borders, the ocean borders, basically are patrolled by Israeli boats, which doesn't allow for commerce. So what do you do when you're in a prison twice the size of Washington, D.C. with 5 million people? How do you feed them?
Well, maybe you lob bombs over the Egyptian side instead. It really seems strange to me that that Israel gets
guys, you're breaking up.
What I was suggesting is that the rest of the Muslim countries there that will not take these Palestinians in or will not, Egypt isn't taking their wall down either. Why is Israel, who gave them the land in the first place, being held responsible for the situation? Why are they the ones that are getting bombed when, you know, Egypt and Jordan, they don't want to let their Muslim brothers in? They gave them their own piece of land. I'm not saying that it's the greatest situation in the world, but it does not mean that you can throw bombs over there. I think that the rest of the countries in the world should allow Palestinians to move into their country if they wish to do that. But I can totally understand why Israel does what it does. Wouldn't you put a wall between people who wanted to kill you and you?
I'm afraid we lost Cliff. So we continue with your phone call. Scott in Winnipeg, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hi, guys. I thought I'd tell you about a little experiment that I'm doing with the province of Manitoba and their traffic ticket system. I got a ticket in the mail, one of those red light cameras, where they clock you when you're going through. And
yes.
So I was 5 kilometers over the limit.
Whoa, that's nothing.
Oh, so it was actually a speeding ticket, not a red light ticket.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It was just being thinking about one of those traffic control deals that they have at the light.
How much is that in dog years?
Well, it was $200.
Ugh.
$200 before you go on. $200 for going 3.5 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, it's.
That's right. Yeah. But I decided I'm not going to pay it just yet. So I sent them a letter that basically said it was one of those, how is the obligation created? I don't want to give you any money. But I added a twist that said, look, instead of paying you, I have no interest in paying you guys, I'll donate money to charity in lieu of paying you. How about that deal? And so I sent them that letter at Christmas time. I said, in the spirit of Christmas, I'll make this donation to charity more than what you want me to pay you. And that was that. So I sent that off, and I expected to hear nothing back. But I actually got a letter back from them where they ignored everything I said in my letter. And just said, you have to declare either you're guilty or you're not guilty and blah, blah, blah. And these are the consequences. And, of course, one of them was that, you could be in prison, blah, blah, but okay, right? So I said, okay, I accepted that. So I sent them a letter back again today. Said, okay, I gave them a deadline. I said, once again, you didn't show me the obligation to pay. My big line was that I just don't send checks off to companies that send me bills that I have no deal with. Why are you, it's like, some cell phone company sent me a bill that I don't have services with, why am I supposed to pay you? So I said, show me why I'm supposed to pay you and I'll pay it. And the other twist was that I said, basically, if I don't hear from you by this date, I'll give you a personal phone call and, we'll settle the matter in person or something like that. And, again, I don't expect to hear back from them.
Sure.
Anything, right? But I just wanted to experiment because I've been sort of posting this on my blog that a few people read, and I have a lot of people just ripping me, tell me, just pay it. You agree to all the rules when you get your driver's license and blah, blah, blah. And
well, wait, wait.
True.
One of the points on that driver's license thing is maybe you did agree to whatever rules, but did you agree to pay for the road when you got your driver's license? Because you were paying for that as soon as you started, well, essentially being working, being an adult or, you know, not living at mom and dad's house, you started paying property taxes, whether it was in the form of rent or whether it was in the form of actual property taxes. You're still paying them because renters pay overhead. So I still have to pay for this crazy road which Democratic citizen committee came up with the speed limit on this road? Because none of them did. Some bureaucrat somewhere.
I checked all the paperwork in Manitoba when you apply for a license, when you renew it. There's nothing on there about you consent to agree to blah, blah, blah. And even if there was, you know, I consider that under duress. Because if I don't have the little piece of paper and I'm driving, I'm going to get nailed for it. So to me, that's under duress. So even if there was some words on there, I wouldn't consider them valid anyways.
I think you're spot on here, Scott. However, I mean, as I learned in my odyssey here with my tenant's couch in their yard, I asked several times in several letters, in several occasions, not just on the couch occasion, but in other occasions as well, for proof of obligation. And you can see those letters in their so-called responses over at freekeen.com. And they never showed me anything. They just made their assertions. And then I guess they showed me the proof of obligation when they threw me in a jail cell. I guess that was the proof was that we have guns and we'll do what we want and you'll obey or you'll have your life destroyed. So, I mean, as long as you're prepared to go to jail over this, it should be an interesting experiment. There have been some people, and I'm one of them, who can claim that this particular show me the obligation route has essentially scared the government people off. That's what happened in the case of the parking ticket here in Keene, which was only a $5 ticket. Well, yeah, that's true. We don't know exactly what happened, but all I know is the facts of the case are that I got this parking ticket put on my car. I sent them a letter that said I'd be happy to pay it. Just show me proof of obligation requiring me where I agreed to obey your rules. And they sent me a letter back much longer after the deadline I'd given them. They sent me a letter back saying thank you for your prompt payment and then went and explained their various little traffic laws they wanted me to obey. So did they just mark it paid because they didn't want to deal with the hassle, or did someone go and secretly pay the ticket for me? I don't know, but nonetheless, I'm not the only one who can claim success with this method. There are others who also claim success. That all said, there's a very good chance you could be thrown into jail, so as long as you're prepared for that.
I'll bet it was Judge Burke.
I fully intend to pay it before that it gets that far. I just want to experiment a little bit and play with the system a little bit, because really I'm showing my friends and family that have been following this, what they're willing to do to me just to collect their $200. They'll put me in jail for their money, so I can pay them off and bribe them to leave me alone.
Right.
You know, it's really hard to get through people to understand this paradigm change of why should I pay these people any money? Oh, you consent. Well, how did I consent? It doesn't exist. It's a big fantasy. And so that's why I'm kind of experimenting a little bit. But I'm going to pay them off before they would send me to jail.
What are the deadlines you're dealing with here? I mean, you're saying you're going to pay them off. There's usually a point at which they start charging interest or they add on penalties on top of the already existing fine. So what are you looking at as far as the next step in their court?
Well, I have to either pay the fine or ask for a trial by January 15th. And so the deadline I gave them was January 11th in order to respond back. And, you know, knowing that they're going to ignore me and just go ahead with their deal anyways.
Yeah.
And I know that that's what they're going to do, which is part of why I'm doing this experiment. Because, you know, honestly, like I read Free Keen quite often, and the donating to charity idea was from, you know, your recent action me in there with the city. Because I want to do it here to show people here that it's the same. They'll just do whatever they want. They can make whatever rules they want. They can make, make the fine $1,000, and people will just go, well, that's the law, and we can't.
Yep, you gotta do what you gotta do.
And they're idiots! I can't believe these people still think that there's any legitimacy to it. They'll do whatever they want. And that's kind of what I'm trying to get through.
Well, I don't know if they're idiots.
You make it seem like $1,000 is unreasonable. But now, what is the funny money in Canada? What's that worth in U.S. dollars?
It's about on par, I think, right now.
It's about 80%.
Oh, really?
So, $200 $200 for going 3.5 miles an hour over the speed limit, it to me is ludicrous from the get-go.
Yeah.
Scott, let us know how this develops for you, will ya? Thanks,
yeah,
dude, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Without planning your daily menus, your success will be a gamble at best. I mean, you may have what you need in your cupboards when you get home, or you may not. You might have enough points or calories or carbs or whatever you're counting left for that evening snack you crave, or you might not. And if you mess up, you just might decide to throw in the towel and start again tomorrow. Lack of planning leads to deprivation, and deprivation leads to defeat. And that's all yo-yoing is, success and defeat over and over again. You've already done that and don't want to do it again. Planning what you're going to eat does take time, but it will take less time the more you do it. Getting good at planning is a gift you can give yourself, and it's a gift that will last you forever. A long-term, risk-free investment in the rest of your life. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. tonight. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the site, freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we continue here with your phone calls about what you want, we're going to try Cliff in Miami one final time here. He's been having some phone trouble. Cliff, you'd originally called about the situation in Gaza. You were making a point. Mark was responding. You got disconnected, so pick up where you left off.
Yeah, actually, I missed the site altogether, so I'm not even sure what was said in between. But I'll move on from that subject because I was talking about the other part. My question was in regards to – actually, it's not any question. It's in regards to drinking and driving. I would assume that roads that – let's say in the free market and you had a drunk driver problem – You wouldn't necessarily want to take that drunk driver off the road because the drinking and driving is not a problem. It's not causing an accident. That's the problem. So maybe you innovate and try to create a way to get them home. You know, to still have them still for whatever, you know, the road usage is. You know, and you just figure out a way to get them in their car home. And that's the end of that. So even if it was one of those airport walking systems for cars. For
it'd be more like a customer service approach rather than a harm the customer approach, which is,
absolutely,
of course, what the government does.
They want to get more customers. You know, just because you're charging more for your roads doesn't mean, you know, you're going to get the same product. Maybe I could innovate and give you extra stuff, and I'll charge you more for it.
Actually, we have a lot more roads and cars as a result of government programs. Before you had all that, you had more trains, you had more buses, you had cities designed for people to walk. Now, if you go to a bar and have 7 or 18 beers or something and walk home a little crooked, then maybe a cop might help you a little bit, whatever, but it's not as serious as using a 3,000-pound car to hit somebody or kill somebody with.
Not to mention that zoning laws make it more difficult to you know, it's difficult to be in business, period, and zoning laws, among other restrictions, make it difficult to be in business, so therefore you don't have as many of these little on-the-corner pub situations.
You could have a neighborhood bar, and that would solve a lot of the problems.
It does. Yeah. There was a neighborhood bar, the place I used to live in, Keene, and it was nice if you wanted to just walk down there and get a beer, especially on Sunday nights. They had 75-cent drafts.
Bam.
Just wander on down there. Now, I wouldn't do that.
And stagger home.
Yeah, really? Or I mean, think about what the things. Maybe you wouldn't even have cars at all. Maybe you just, you know, from the booth at the restaurant, you know, they'll pick you from there. And I don't know, maybe, you know, you never know what the market would do just to make sure they keep you as a customer.
That's a great point, Cliff.
Anything that the government pretty much owns that they have a monopoly on, you'll never know what could have been done differently because, well, they wouldn't allow anything else to happen.
It's like, you're right, and it's actually kind of sad to think about what we're missing out on in the realm of roads and transportation because government has had the violent monopoly over that area for so long, for so many decades. There could have been so many different innovations and changes and competition could have resulted in drastically lower costs and things being released into the market, and we have no idea what those things could be.
You do have an idea. Take a look at the Internet. That's what I always tell people. Think back to the Internet of 1995 and what you can do on the Internet now, the information you could exchange between each other.
Sure, we can generally speculate based on what other industries have done, but that doesn't mean we can extrapolate to the roads what might have actually happened.
Right, but if you take a look at the Internet, it's like a whole other, you know, it's like a whole other world pretty much. So that kind of tells you that, basically there's not a lot of government control as of right now on the Internet, is what I'm kind of, you know, alluding
sure.
to. And you can see how things have progressed.
Also in the realm of computer parts as well, the actual hardware manufacturing process is pretty unregulated. Yeah, I think they have to get FCC approval on some things, but for the most part, it's relatively untouched, and there's been great competition there and some amazing innovations. Thank you, Cliff, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. There was once I played some audio on the air once of a Disney, Walt Disney, like 5-minute short cartoon that they released back in the 50s, and it was essentially their version or their vision, rather, for what driving could be like in the future. And they had some really neat ideas. I mean, some really just mind-bogglingly cool ideas. Like, instead of building roads around a mountain, you'd tunnel through the mountain with some new atomic heat ray thing that would just zap a hole in the mountain. I mean, it was really cool, some of the things they came up with. Is it all possible? Probably. I mean, pretty much anything the human mind can envision and can think of can be done.
Right. What's being said here, said but not said, is that essentially the rate of increase in technological advances on the internet is essentially unregulated, whereas with the auto industry and dinosaurs being kept alive that shouldn't be there, and actually that makes it difficult for new car companies to come into play, and with all the technological advances that they would have, it's really the government being, every time the government gets involved, it stifles competition and therefore stifles improvement. And that's what we're talking about here, is that things could be improving like they are on the internet. What, every 18 months technology doubles? That might be pushing it in the area of physics, but we're not getting that kind of improvement in automobiles now. We're not even coming close.
Yeah, and the automotive industry has become very saturated, because even though we have the so-called Big Three, and some of the American car companies like American Motors and Oldsmobile and a few of them in Plymouth have dropped off on the wayside, you've got a lot of Korean manufacturers who've come in and competed very well on price, and the quality has gotten better. But with all the money they're spending on bailing these people out, Chrysler, GM, and maybe Ford down the road, you can start a whole new car company from scratch, clean slate, and actually have some fresh ideas, because these companies suffer from not invented here syndrome many times, whereas the newer companies don't. And if you look in the computer industry, where you've got a lot of the companies that are embracing a mix of their own proprietary technology and open source technology, those are the ones who are doing very well. And there's no reason why you can't do that in automobiles either. You can go and find the best technologies out there and incorporate them and not have to invent everything yourself.
You're absolutely right. I mean, the automotive industry is pretty heavily regulated today, which is one of the biggest problems with it. I mean, they all have to have certain governmental mandates that are mandated. Every single car, catalytic converter, and, I mean, you can just go down the laundry, airbags. You just go down the laundry list.
Now they're trying to mandate miles per gallon and all that
right.
other stuff.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time.
Now they want to make it higher.
Right. So there's just so much obedience that the car companies have to go through in order to get a product to market. That alone is very difficult. But you're right, Wayne. It's the problem is compounded by the fact that the government is now stepping in and extending the life of these companies that should be dead. I mean, they should be dying. They are dying, and they should be allowed to die. You said for the amount that they're spending on the bailouts, you could start a brand new company. Well, actually, if these companies were allowed to just go out of business, they'd have to auction off their assets. You might be able to get their manufacturing plants at a fraction of the cost of what it would normally cost to build one brand new. Somebody could just step in, take over those assets with some new ideas, and start up their own car company for far less than these amounts.
There are lots of new ideas around the world that can't come here. For one thing, the smart car that was put out by Mercedes-Benz, because it couldn't handle the front-end crash. It's basically a golf cart.
Really?
It couldn't handle the front-end crash standards.
Right, and you can't be allowed to take a risk.
There's the car with the Indian car company that ran on compressed air. Well, they can't bring that thing over here. There's all kinds of stuff that we can't have over here because of our standards. Because somebody's mom says, oh my God, we can't have a car where somebody could get hurt in it.
And
it's still the way that people get killed in the United States. Yeah, like
the diesel smart car gets about double the mileage of the gasoline one.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You call about what you want, we push on the air and talk to you about anything. 800-259-9231 is the number. And that number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive for free. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. And according to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Jeff is on the line in Louisiana. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem, Jeff. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, the news came out in Louisiana that the state is going to take over another 10 or 11 public schools down here. And for anyone not familiar with Louisiana educational system, it's just really a total failure. the dropout rates are just out of control. And there's a lot of talk going around about the state coming in and taking kids from, whose parents, you know, the state taking kids away from parents who are underscoring in school.
Oh my gosh.
And we have an established private school here, Catholic schools down in South Louisiana that are about the same size as the public school system, but they operate at a third of the cost and have twice as less many administrators.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the graduation rates and the literacy rates are just probably twice as high.
I believe it all.
School system.
And the nuns work for almost anything.
What upsets me is how people jump immediately to the state coming in and fixing everybody's problem instead of people taking personal responsibility.
Well, it is amazing, isn't it? Especially after, you would think that people had noticed that the state can't solve any problems, that all it does is create more problems, and apparently their PR, despite all the negative news, is that good. Like, the brainwashing is so effective that people believe that the government can really solve whatever the problem is. You name the problem, government has some sort of solution, and in this case, the idea that they're going to come in and take your children from you because they got an F in math class is absolutely mind-boggling to me. I mean, it's almost like re-education. You know, your child is not doing up to state standards, so we'll now take him into our custody.
If he cannot pass our crappy schools, he is really stupid, or you're negligent parents.
Well, maybe he's not. Hold on, Wayne. Maybe he's not stupid. Maybe he's in a government class, like I had a government class to take in 11th or 12th grade or something like that, and as we've heard from some of our callers, just the stuff they teach in these classes is nonsense. I mean, the history they teach is all pro-government stuff. It is not the real truth about what happened in history. The government classes are complete indoctrination classes. So if you're in there with your liberty mindset and you're talking about freedom and you're not bowing down to the teacher, you could be getting bad grades simply because of your attitude.
I wonder, in Louisiana, what the homeschool population is these days. Is it on the sharp rise, or is it leveled, or what? Do you know?
Well, I only know one person that's actually homeschooled out of everyone I've ever met. So it's really, Louisiana is not as conservative as people think it is. 55% of the people in my parish voted for Obama. You know, the whole welfare state mentality is totally encroaching upon everybody. And to suggest that you know, we give people more opportunities to attend these private schools and that the government shouldn't come and seize people's children who are truant more than 10 days out of the year is unconstitutional, and they think it's outlandish to they can't come up with another solution besides letting the same people who's failed in schooling your children actually take them and raise them.
Mm.
You know, when maybe
scary.
We need more God in schools, you know? I mean, talking about taking people out of their homes and putting them into a
That's not the solution, I'm afraid. I mean, I see where you're coming from, and I know why it is you've probably feel that way, but the solution is to just not have government schools. That way, if you want to have God in your school, you can have God in your school, and nobody can say anything about it. Because somebody like me, if I had kids being forced into your school with God in it, I might disagree with it,
well,
and then we might have to get into a fight over that.
Yeah,
see, the government school
really
system actually encourages it. The government school system actually encourages people to fight with one another over what the correct way of educating is. Whereas if we actually had a free market in education, every parent could actually have the education for their kids that they were desiring, because the marketplace would provide all of that. And if the marketplace wasn't providing it, you could start your own school and provide it for yourself.
You'd also have a lot more small local schools and less big centralized regional schools.
What do you guys think about tax breaks for people who vouch for private schooling?
Vouchers, the problem with vouchers, if that's what you're talking about, is that it essentially turns the private schools into government schools. Essentially, the private schools are told, well, you can have our vouchers and the money that's attached to them, if you'll just bow down to these regulations.
Well, I mean, just maybe an income tax rebate check. If you pay the $8,000 or $9,000 or $6,000, whatever the semester tuition is, then they give that back to you at the end of the year whenever you file your taxes.
I'm for any income tax rebate. I think that that's very, you know, most Americans that work pay income taxes. As far as I'm concerned, it's stolen money, and it, you know, that would be a great thing to give a rebate.
What about me? I don't have kids.
Get some.
Do you have an answer for me, Jeff?
I'm not sure. I don't have any kids either. I mean, I'm recently out of high school, and I went to both public and private school. And I'll tell you, public high school is just a big daycare. I mean, you've got these kids, they don't want to learn, they do not care about learning, and they don't respect the teacher.
The love of learning has been beaten out of them.
Jeff, I would say that I went to both public and private, and I would say that one of the differences is the teachers really, really cared at the private school. I was on the dean's list in eighth grade. In ninth grade, I failed two courses because that's when I switched from public to private. And my teachers would have never, ever allowed that to happen.
Yes, sir. I mean,
what was the class size difference?
It was similar.
You can't even learn if you're not in the gift, and if you're not in the honors class in the specific school I'm talking about, which happens to be the second worst in the state of Louisiana, and Louisiana is the worst in the U.S. I went to this school, and unless you were in the honors class, you might as well forget about trying to learn anything.
Wow.
Because the kids would, if the teachers tried to correct the kids would probably fight them. I mean, half the school is gang members, and it's honestly, I remember in a biology class, the teacher didn't even give notes. He didn't even put notes on the overhead projector because people wouldn't stop talking.
He wouldn't dare put up notes.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't because it was pointless.
Well, kids are taught in the government school system to hate learning. That's kind of part of what the whole situation, the system is all about, is to make learning just so awful and boring and uninteresting that kids look for something else to do with their mind, and
they put athletes on pedestals, you know. Like,
there's that.
I love athletes. I think everyone should be, you know, get active and lose weight and be healthy. But, you know, these athletes some of the kids don't even bring books to class. And they just sit in class, and the teachers would pass them because they – you know, for whatever reason, benefited the school, obviously benefited from having the good athlete, more money or whatever, I don't know.
Sure.
But, I mean, it seemed like, you know, it's just the priorities are all wrong. And the reaction, this isn't the government calling for these draconian measures. This is people calling into a talk show. Every one of them called for sending kids to a boot camp. Over the summer.
Just the madness. The madness never ends. And I thank you for the call. It was a great call. Interesting points in here. I think you're pretty much spot on.
Well, this is what happens when you ask people sort of what their opinion is on this greater problem. You know, people know
there ought to be a law.
Well, people know that they don't have any control over what their neighbor does. But then you ask them, well, how do you control your neighbor? Of course, they're going to come up with controlling draconian rules on how to do it because they know that it's otherwise. You know, they're not going to have any luck. Well, let's give the kids the option of going to a boot camp during the summer.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. I think people that are concerned with the educational failure of government should get the hell up to New Hampshire, join the Liberty Activist Movement. We should have a damn tax revolt. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available on Iowa.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your number to dial toll-free, bring up anything, is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Do it for as little as $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com. You get signed up, you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. But the number one reason, hopefully, that you'll be amping is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the show, and help expose new people to the message of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up today. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and the fun, it's Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, responding to the guy, or actually just kind of adding on to the guy who was who called up just a little while ago about the government school thing, and he was talking about a tax break, a break in your federal income taxes for schools. And I had called up long.
He might have meant Louisiana state income taxes, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, whichever it is, it doesn't matter which governmental body you're talking about. The homeschool group movement or whatever it is here in Colorado, which, by the way, just a little aside, is really cool because now when we say we're homeschooling our daughter, people don't even blink. They're just, you know, that's just one of the options that people think you have these days, and I think that's kind of cool. But anyway, the guy said, talked about getting a tax break. And this homeschool group here in Colorado, they were all set to march up to Denver, to the Capitol, to demand that they get a tax break for all the money that they spent on homeschooling supplies until one of them, in one of their meetings, said, you know, if we do this, the government will then have, they will think at least, that they have the right to investigate your homeschooling practices, your curriculum, et cetera, to make sure that it meets their standards. Because if they're going to give a tax break, keep in mind, government people think that a tax break is giving money away. They think that, oh, gee, we have to let go of some of this money that's ours.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they regard it. And it was realized that what's going to happen is if this passes and if people can get a tax break for money spent on homeschooling materials, then the government could then basically kick your door in, make sure your kid is getting the kind of education that they approve of, make sure the curriculum is one that they approve of, et cetera.
Right, they'll audit you, essentially. They'll audit your homeschooling.
Right, and the homeschooling situation would actually turn out to be not that much different than a public school. And the same thing, what that man was talking about that called in a little while ago, the same thing would happen in the private school arena, too. The government, if they gave a tax break, I hate using that terminology, by the way, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If they give a tax break to people for money they spend on a private school, then the government could then go to that private school and say, you know, let's see your teacher's qualifications, let's see your curriculum, et cetera.
Good point. Right. I'm glad you went there because I was actually kind of stumped on that because, Mark, you had pointed out, well, any tax break is a good thing, but you kind of drew down what it is that the government could do as a result of that extra perk being given out.
And I would say more than likely would do.
You know, aside from any kind of official tax breaks, though, you'll find up here in New Hampshire that if you tell people that you're homeschooling your children, they'll say, oh, cool, especially that they live in your town, because that way they're not actually paying to educate more kids, because what you pay every year for education, the educational part of your property taxes, is not as much as it would cost you individually to send your kid to school. So people who see other people in their community homeschooling like
true.
It. Well, no.
Mark found a private school here in the area that does it for like $1,500 a year.
I'm talking about public schools now. A lot of, like in our town, we have a little public school there.
Oh, I see. You're saying the amount you're paying in property taxes doesn't eclipse the amount it costs the government to
yes.
put a kid in?
Yes, exactly. So the people in your community actually like it because they're not having to pay to educate your kids. You're doing it yourself.
Right.
And,
yeah.
They view it as it's keeping their taxes down.
Exactly. It's kind of like a tax break for everybody just by virtue of the fact that the government isn't shelling out the money in the first place. So they don't have to go and get the money.
Thank you, Stephen, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, Wayne, in regards to that point, it's not true the way they're viewing things, though. I mean, it's not entirely accurate. Because if all of a sudden 50% of the people in this area decided to pull their kids out of the government school system and begin homeschooling them, you would not see the government slash their school budget. That just wouldn't happen.
Well, they'd have less students to educate, but they'll probably find another way to spend it.
Exactly. Sure. So 800-259-9231, we go to Adam listening in Canada. Adam, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what did you guys talk about public schools on Free Talk Live?
You love it or you hate it? I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
I love it.
Okay.
Great discussion.
What's on your mind?
It's not really a one-size-fits-all education, though. It doesn't really fit anybody if you think about it. The idea of putting everyone in the same system. It seems most people leave with what they know to what they need to know to get through college. Well, those who don't, they certainly know what they need to know to get through prison. I mean, they either teach you or punish you, don't they?
Schools are very much like prisons. They are designed similarly to prisons. The buses look like prison buses. I mean, there's some amazing, you need a hall pass. There's amazing similarities between government schools and government prisons. And you're right. One of the primary methods or the purposes of a government school is to essentially prepare children for not just college, but also for the working world, to go out, get themselves a career. And normally they're encouraged to do that after they go to college and waste 4 years of their life, and mostly a waste. Some kids actually need to go there, but it's designed to make kids just kind of dull little worker bees that are just going to plug into the system and stay where they are, not question anything. That's what the whole process is about.
Yep.
And they do make great prisoners. I mean, they
make great what? You're a little muffly. I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or a handset or something like that.
Well, they do make great prisoners. Sort of the two places they tend to expect you to end up, if you look at it, is sort of no proud parent would want to admit it, but that's sort of the idea for a one-size-fits-all education. I mean, if you really want to make it fit everyone, well, you have to expect the future prisoners to go through the system and make it work for them.
You know, I'm looking really forward to John Taylor Gatto's talk at the Liberty Forum.
That'll be good, yeah.
He's for anybody who's not familiar with him, he's the one who's written several books on what's wrong with our educational system, and I think the guy's right on. He's going to be a speaker, one of the featured speakers at the Liberty Forum in March.
We'll tell you more about the Liberty Forum coming up here. Adam, any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, well, I called in about the remark you made about unsafe smart cars. I wondered what people would say about minors who had to ride in those cars. Any thoughts on maybe how the free market would deal with that? Would you actually support any rules, or would you actually want it to be...
I'm sorry, it's so hard to understand what it is you're saying. I'm going to let you ask it one more time. You're really muffled, and then we're going to have to let you go.
Sorry. I was wondering how you think about the minors who had to ride in unsafe smart cars. You remarked about if you can ride in a safe car if you want, unsafe car if you want to, you should be able to. Do you think it should be up to the kids?
I think it's always up to the kids as far as whether they get into a car.
Do you think there should
not
be any kind of rules about in terms of car safety rating?
I think it's kind of no, I don't. I thank you for the call, by the way. I appreciate it.
I think we should make rules against car wrecks. I mean, you know, it's that ludicrous. The fact is, people can be injured in every type of car, and you know, people are weighing the economy of getting from where they go. If people, in fact, were worried about car wrecks, they wouldn't. They would always walk or ride bicycles or whatever. So, you know, you kind of have to weigh, you know, how injured could I be by this contraption versus, you know, I need to get where I'm going. So, you know, it's you can't put these rules down from on high because the government doesn't know either.
No, and it's the same kind of category of rule as smoking bans in a car or whatever other rules that are going to be applied to people's health, for instance. So the government people will use the excuse of, well, it's for the children. We need to ban you from smoking in your car if you have children because it could possibly hurt them. Or we need to ban you from cooking with trans fats because it could possibly hurt your children. And the rules never end. As long as you're using the safety of children, you can create any regulatory rule structure that you want to. You can come up with any level of restrictions, whether it's the FCC restricting free speech or whether it's the automotive industry being restricted in what they can build. It's always for the children. Well, what about my choices as an adult? I obviously cannot make the amount of choices that I would normally be able to because somebody out there has decided to put regulations into effect because of the children. And so you could just go on forever all the way into a complete just downward spiral where nobody has the freedom to choose anything with sharp corners or risks or anything like that. And the fact is, life is about taking risks. I mean, you won't get anywhere in life if you don't take a few risks. And the more risks that are eliminated, the less fun we can have.
When our kids walk down the street, we make them wear helmets.
Come on now, Wayne. We know better than that. But you're right, Wayne. I mean, it could come to that, right? Oh, your kids. Yeah. If your kids are outside of your house, they have to wear a helmet. It could come to that. You have to put your kid in a little rubber balloon.
The home is one of the most dangerous places that you can be.
Like a hamster ball that they can just run around in outside. That way, if a car runs in, they'll just go flying down the street and they'll survive. I mean, how it could go as insane as you want it to.
True.
And if you allow it, if you allow a few regulations, then you will allow thousands of regulations. And that's where we are today. Hour 3 is coming up. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. Zimbabwe. We'll check in with the monetary situation there coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Wake up!